Hi, I'm Ranger James Osborne, and welcome to Golden Gate Climate Update, your source for information on climate change and sustainability. Join us as we hear from people helping your national parks understand and adapt to climate change. Today we are talking with Dr. David Ackerley, professor of integrative biology at UC Berkeley, who studies climate change and botanical response in California. Dr. Ackerley, can you tell us about how you go about predicting future plant distributions in California as the climate changes?
When we look at the distributions of plants and animals, we often see that climate is one of the most important factors influencing where species live. One of the familiar examples here in California is the coast redwood. During our dry summer months, redwoods take up water from the fog, so their distribution along the coast is closely tied to the distribution of the fog. So in our research, we use statistical approaches to look for patterns like this. The first step is that we need to understand where species live today. So we can take a species such as the California bay trees, where we have almost 200 locations based on data that are in the museum collections. And using these data, we develop a statistical model that best describes where the bay trees are found today in relation to temperature and rainfall patterns. And then the second step is to use that model together with forecasts of future climates, which come from the work of climate modelers. And when we put those two pieces of information together, we can ask, in the future, where are the climate conditions going to occur that are favorable for the bay trees? And what we see is that in many areas where they live today, the conditions in the future are expected to change too much, and we don't expect that they can survive. On the other hand, their preferred climates shift and are found in new places. In most cases, we predict that species would be able to live farther north than where they're found today or higher up in the mountains. The question is, how well do these models forecast the actual changes that will occur over the next century? Maybe the big established trees, like the redwoods or the bay trees, will be able to hang on, even as conditions change. But if their seeds aren't able to germinate or seedlings can't grow to maturity, then eventually these populations will disappear. On the other hand, for species such as the bay trees to move into new areas, they'll have to disperse their seeds, sometimes over long distances, to establish new populations. And one of our biggest concerns is that the rate of dispersal of these seeds will be too slow to keep pace with changing climates, and those new populations won't be established anytime soon.
So, speaking of climate change and the abilities of plants to adapt, you have said in the past that the rate of climate change today is greater than during past glacial and interglacial periods. What is the evidence that the current rate of climate change is greater, and are there human factors that may limit how fast plants can respond?
When we look back at periods of rapid climate change in the past, that information is really important for us to understand how plants and animals may respond to changes in the future. So the most recent period of rapid change was after the last ice age. Starting about 18,000 years ago, there was a long warming trend over several thousand years leading up to the modern-day climate. So we can look at the fossil record and also at geochemical signals to estimate how fast these changes occurred. And what we see is that nowhere in the past record do we see evidence of changes that rival what is now projected for the coming century. And what I mean by that is the pace of change and the amount of change and the fact that these changes are expected to occur over the entire globe. Sort of all of those things together is something that is really unprecedented. So when climates change, plant and animal species can either move or they can evolve and adapt to the new conditions. But both of these things take time, and we're especially worried that the fragmentation of the landscape due to agriculture and urbanization makes it much harder for species to move around and will impose real limitations on how fast plants can respond in the coming century.
Before we move on to our next question, it's time for the Climate Update Challenge. Some good news for a change. Why are forests in the U.S. regenerating? Hear the answer and the second half of this interview in part two. This is James Osborne. Thanks for listening.
Golden Gate Climate Update is produced by Will Elder and is a product of the Earth to Sky program, innovative partnership between the National Park Service and NASA.